Welcome to all. It's August 17th, 2023. It's 2020 hours Eastern Daylight Time. I'm Ward Green with you again today for our study together, little ones. Carl Jung said, every human life contains a potential. If that potential is not fulfilled, then that life was wasted. The Chinese philosopher Confucius said, choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. And Mark Twain said, better a broken promise than none at all. From the Root Cause documentary. This is the starting point of 54:46, I believe it is, something like that, in the video, 54 minutes and 46 seconds.
You're safer, and then it can help you restore your health.
I was starting to feel great, so I went to an EAV machine operator to make sure my energy flow was on track. But something was off. I found I had another blockage, this time in one of my wisdom teeth. I dug deeper and got a cone beam scan. I was told it was a cavitation, something else you really don't want. Just my luck. I had to get that sorted out now as well. Step one was actually finding out what a cavitation is.
Cavitations are basically residual infections in the jawbone which result from extraction of teeth. If the extraction site is not meticulously curated and cleansed, the bacteria just infiltrate into that wound and live there for the rest of the life of the patient.
That is a very informative bit of information, would you say? And also, our song for today. This is from JW.org, the latest video section of the video section of the library section. And it's a song number one. It's the number one. Every song is numbered of these songs songbook songs that are in the songbook of Jehovah's Witnesses. So this is called Jehovah's Attributes.
Thank you.
Well, some of our young talents are developing significant technique, I would say. What do you think? Also, let's see this picture now. This is from the Wild Road, not the Wild Road, the Born Again, not the Born Again, the Born and Raised article, which we've been studying recently. The Born and Raised article from paragraph, just before paragraph 411, which is today's study. This picture, this image is a painting from, you know, sort of the Renaissance period, I guess you would say. But look at the technique of the painter. Now, the colors are probably not very representative, and they might need to be restored better. But this is a painting of the three wise magi visiting the infant, or the young person, Jesus, after his birth. And sometime after that, after his birth, not necessarily when he was a total baby. So this may not be the correct representation of him. But it might be. He might have been 2 years old, something like that. Now, let's look at the picture here. It says, Adoration of the Magi in Rennes. It's in the Musée des Beaux-Arts. It's a 1650 CE painting, approximately that time period, by Bartolomeo Biscaino, oil on canvas, 173 centimeters. So 173 centimeters is pretty small. It's a lot less than a meter. Fairly small painting. Now, what a painting is it? I mean, isn't it? I mean, it's there's some great Renaissance paintings. Paintings after the time period of about 1452, I think we would identify in our chronology as the time period of the Renaissance, because that's when Da Vinci was born, for one thing, Leonardo da Vinci. But also, it correlates to our calculations of the time periods in the chronology, as being a time period 1,000 years after the year 454, and it correlates well with our other dates. So, I mean, we can't get into all that today, I don't think, but in today's paragraph, chapter 4, paragraph 11 of Born and Raised, it would be difficult to imagine any birth year of the Messiah fitting better with Daniel 9:24-27. Than BCE 6. Of course, we noted above the astronomical alignments with the planet Jupiter near Saturn and the Moon, too. The Jews were expecting their Messiah to arrive in the 6th millennium after creation, which in our genealogy occurred in BCE 5550. That is the creation. Thus, Jesus arrives on time, 5,000 plus years after Adam. In other words, the 6th millennium after Adam, something that we mentioned in prior work as having caused the Jews to alter the Holy Book. The events of the first century in the life of Jesus are a fulfillment of more than Daniel 9:24-27. But of that, we have traced how civic dates do provide fulfillment. Thus has the prophecy of Daniel helped us to reconcile the civic history to the year 30 CE, in brackets, the crucifixion, to BCE 6, in brackets, the birth of Christ, and to the termination of the Second Temple of Israel at Jerusalem in 70 CE. Even the year of Gentile invitation, 33 CE, is exactly half in terms of common era numbers of the number of the year of the start of the Roman-Jewish War, 66 CE. And the 40 years that the Urim and Thummim came up for Azazel before 70 CE gives us the crucifixion in 30 CE. How remarkable. And that's the end of our study for today. Footnote to Ezekiel 4:6 and paragraph 412a. below. Today's proverb, little ones, is from Proverbs 26. It says, "Do not answer anyone stupid according to his foolishness, that you yourself also may not become equal to him." Our Bible study for today, the first part of it is from Deuteronomy 8. I think it's pretty short. Every commandment Moses said to the Israelites that I am commanding you today, you should be careful to keep, in order that you may continue living and indeed multiply and go in and take possession of the land about which Jehovah swore to our forefathers. And you must remember all the way that Jehovah your God made you walk these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you. In order to humble you, to put you to the test so as to know what was in your heart as to whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you and let you go hungry and fed you with the manna, which neither you had known nor your fathers had known, in order to make you know that not by bread alone does man live, but by every expression of Jehovah's mouth does man live. That's a quote also from what Jesus quoted when the devil confronted him and asked Jesus to produce loaves of bread for himself. Moses continues, "Your mantle did not wear out upon you, nor did your foot become swollen these 40 years. And you well know with your own heart that just as a man corrects his son, Jehovah your God was correcting you. And you must keep the commandments of Jehovah your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For Jehovah your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of torrent valleys of water, springs and watery deeps, issuing forth in the valley plain and in the mountainous region, a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of oil, olives and honey, a land in which you will not eat bread with scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land the stones of which are iron, and out of the mountains of which you will mine copper. When you have eaten and satisfied yourself, you must also bless Jehovah your God for the good land that he has given you. Watch out for yourself that you may not forget Jehovah your God so as to keep his commandments and his judicial decisions and his statutes that I am commanding you today, for fear that you may eat and indeed satisfy yourself, and you may build good houses and indeed dwell in them, and your herd and your flock may increase, and silver and gold may increase for you, and all that is yours may increase, and your heart may indeed be lifted up, and you may indeed forget Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves, who caused you to walk through the great and fear-inspiring wilderness with poisonous serpents and scorpions and with thirsty ground that has no water, who brought forth water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you with manna in the wilderness, which your fathers had not known, in order to humble you and in order to put you to the test so as to do you good in your after days. And you do say in your heart, 'My own power and the full might of my own hand have made this wealth for me.' And you must remember Jehovah your God, because he is the giver of power to you to make wealth in order to carry out his covenant that he swore to your forefathers as at this day. And it must occur that if you should at all forget Jehovah your God, and if you should actually walk after other gods and serve them and bow down to them, I do bear witness against you today that you people will absolutely perish. Like the nations that Jehovah is destroying from before you, that is the way you will perish, because you will not listen to the voice of Jehovah your God." That's the end of Deuteronomy 8. And the second part of our study for today is 2 Corinthians 12, Paul writing his third letter to the Corinthians. It's the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, but it's his third visit that he's talking about. So he's already had two visits to the Corinthians at this point, and he's talking about a third visit. "I have to boast. It is not beneficial, but I shall pass on to supernatural visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in union with Christ who 14 years ago, this is where we get the 14 years also from his conversion. Whether in the body, I do not know. See, he's apparently speaking about himself. Or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. This man was caught away as such to the third heaven. Yes, I know such a man. Whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know. God knows. And he was caught away, this man, into paradise. And heard unutterable words, which is not lawful for a man to speak. Unutterable words which it is not lawful for a man to speak. Over such a man I will boast, but I will not boast over myself, except as respects my weaknesses. For if ever I do want to boast, I shall not be unreasonable, for I shall say the truth, but I abstain in order that no one should put to my credit more than what he sees I am, or he hears from me, just because of the excess of the revelations. Therefore, that I might not feel overly exalted, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, an angel of Satan, to keep slapping me, that I might not be overly exalted. In this behalf, I three times entreated the Lord that it might depart from me. And yet he really said to me, my undeserved kindness is sufficient for you, for my power is being made perfect in weakness. There that the expression Lord appears to refer to Jehovah or Yahweh, right? The true Elohim. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather boast as respects my weaknesses, that the power of the Christ may like a tent remain over me. But also it could be referring to the Lord as being Jesus, because his disciples commonly called him Lord, and those who didn't know him quite so well called him teacher. And of course his disciples could call him other appellations also. Therefore I take pleasure in weaknesses, in insults, in cases of need, in persecutions and difficulties for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. I have become unreasonable. You compelled me to, for I ought to have been recommended by you. For I did not prove to be inferior to your superfine apostles in a single thing, even if I am nothing. There were evidently some people in the congregation of the Corinthians who claimed to be apostles. Indeed, the signs of an apostle were produced among you by all endurance, and by signs and portents and powerful works. Now speaking of himself, it appears. For in what respect is it that you became less than the rest of the congregations, except that I myself did not become a burden to you? Kindly forgive me this wrong. Look, this is the third time I am ready to come to you, and yet I will not become a burden. For I am seeking not your possessions, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for their parents, but the parents for their children. For my part, I will most gladly spend and be completely spent for your souls. If I love you the more abundantly, am I to be loved the less? But be that as it may, I did not burden you down. Nevertheless, you say, I was quote-unquote crafty, and I caught you by, quote, by trickery, end quote. As for any one of those I have dispatched to you, I did not take advantage of you through him, did I? I urged Titus and dispatched the brother with him. Titus did not take advantage of you at all, did he? We walked in the same spirit, did we not? In the same footsteps, did we not? Have you been thinking all this while we have been making our defense to you? It is before God that we are speaking in connection with Christ. But, beloved ones, all things are for your upbuilding. For I am afraid that somehow when I arrive, I may find you not as I could wish, and I may prove to be to you not as you could wish. But instead, there should somehow be strife, jealousy, cases of anger, contentions, backbitings, whisperings, cases of being puffed up, disorders. Perhaps when I come again, my God might humiliate me among you, and I might mourn over many of those who formerly sinned, but have not repented over their uncleanness and fornication and loose conduct that they have practiced. That's the end of 2 Corinthians 12 and the end of our study for today, little ones. We've only reached 20 minutes and 21 coming soon. So we have 12 minutes left. Yes, I don't know what to say right now. I mean, we could read some other scripture. I mean, that's the best thing you can ever do with your time, generally. But is read scripture. You could just pick a random. Open the book and start reading and see whether that doesn't help your life. That's my advice to those who don't open their Bible often enough, if that's the way they feel about it. Because I found every time I started to do that, I always found something that applied and was useful right now in my life. And of course, Psalms are good if you're depressed or low, you know, low in spirits, you know, if your spirit is not getting enough, you have not enough joy in your life, Psalms can bring you out of that. It's a great book for that. And if you're interested in learning more intellectually and breaking down and analyzing your life, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are phenomenal. Of course, all scripture is inspired of God. It's at 2 Timothy 4:16 is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking 2 Timothy 4:16. I'm just guessing. Let's see. Okay, yeah. 4. These scriptures that I'm using, I've already used them once today in a wonderful conversation I had, and I'm just repeating them now after the fact, just for information, just so you know that was the order in which this was done. Okay, that didn't work, so I know why. I took the space out. I took out the space, which should be there. I can't get the... There it is. Maybe, yeah, okay. Try that. Does that work? No, I can't look that up. Okay, I can't search for that. But what I can search for is the book of 2 Timothy. In the scripture listing here, the Bible scripture listing 4:16, let's see if that's where it is. Maybe not. No, that's not it. So it's not 2 Timothy. So I go back and I say, maybe it's 1 Timothy and 4 and 16. No, pay constant attention to yourself. Okay, what I need to search for if I want to find it is all scripture. Is inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16. Ah. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness, that the man of God may be fully competent, verse 17 now, completely equipped for every good work. So, and where is this one? Ephesians 4 and 13. Philippians 4 and 13. I keep going back to get to the books. There we are. Philippians 4 and 13. This is where it says God supplies the strength, I think. For all things I have the strength by virtue of Him who imparts power to me. Philippians 4 and 13. So even if we're very ill, such as I am now, not completely without energy, but similar in some ways to when I had chronic fatigue syndrome, which I suppose also could have been related to the cavitation in my wisdom tooth in 3-8 area of my mouth, and 3-7 was later pulled, Now that's a potential cavitation. And I have a root canal tooth in 4-1 or 4-2. I'm not sure which one. I've been trying to find out for myself. So those are the potential causes of my problem with 3-6 right now, too, I'm thinking. But even though, you know, we may not feel well, the point is, from this scripture, we get strength from our Creator, Jehovah, by virtue of Jehovah, who imparts power to us. Or by virtue of anyone else who imparts power to us. It could be a human being who has a gift of being able to impart power. Now, with Satan, he can't impart power unless you worship him. So, we're not talking about Satan here. So this is, what time is it now? We have 7 minutes, yeah. I have no trouble filling up space with talking. I'd rather be sharing something meaningful. Oh, yes, I discovered today. I discovered a phenomenal thing today. And I used to do this every day. I discover something phenomenal. And I used to talk to my dad about it. And you know, he used to say, well, as long as you can keep doing it, kind of thing. And there was a brother in one of the congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses who also said that, if you can keep doing it. And that was very insightful. He was not a prominent member of his congregation at all. It didn't appear to be that. It was simply that he just had a very powerful opinion, I thought, at that time, that he shared with me. So, I mean, it's not, if you can keep doing something, you're on the right track, right? So, I mean, not that everything is something you can't, not that there aren't things that you can't do occasionally either that are on the right track, but to be able to keep doing something means you're on the right track is one way of looking at that. And I think it's true when you're discovering great new things. I mean, there's no question in my mind about it. You must be on the right track. So let's look for this. Here it is. I got a free book. It's absolutely free. Now, some of these things we download from the internet have a paid version, you know. But in this case, there are. That's true. There are paid versions of this, too. But I think they're illegitimate paid versions. It's meant to be free, is my understanding of it. And here, I see if I can open it here. There it is. Okay. It popped up. Where are you? There you are. And drag you over. Maybe I can drag it in here. Yeah, just need to open it, enlarge the window, and blow it up. There's a PDF. You can blow them up larger. So this is, it's called Rapid Virus Recovery. It talks about many things to do with curing illness. And it's a free book. It was written in 2021. Thomas E. Levy, or Levy. Unbelievable book. Let's just diminish this size so we can see it all. There we go. It's got a wonderful foreword by Richard Cheng. I read part of that. It's quite interesting. He thinks very highly of this writer, Thomas E. Levy. And when we look at it's a beautiful production. In the PDF format is how I downloaded it. Right. It's not meant to be diagnostic or used for diagnosis. But now let's just get into it a little bit here. Copyright 2021. And then dedicated to definitively ending COVID and all future pandemics, and to all who have needlessly suffered and died. Needlessly suffered and died. Needlessly. Because in this book he talks about, for one thing, HP. It's one thing he talks about. You can get food grade HP. I had that open in one of my windows. Where is it? I want to see what it is. Amazon. Here it is. Okay. Is it still here? Hydrogen peroxide. Right. Something we all know, but there's food grade hydrogen peroxide. You can get it as different concentrations of it, but I haven't read much anything really about it. I just found this file just before starting the video. So, but this is he talks about vitamins too. He talks about so this is a highly acclaimed book according to those who are against drugs. I don't know what the hydrogen peroxide is all about. I'm thinking I maybe should look into trying it myself if I want to do that. But he says something like magnesium also is extremely more powerful, powerful, he says, but more powerful, I'm saying, than what I thought. And magnesium, you have to take it with, whenever you take calcium, you need magnesium, just to make sure your bowels can move and regulate, but to make sure that you have the correct relation. Normally it's 50-50. 150. Sorry, 2-to-1. It's 2-to-1. Calcium, twice as much as the magnesium in quantity. We have about 1 minute left. This is still the foreword by Chang. Dr. Levy was famous for vitamin C, it says there. It's another thing. It's a very powerful vitamin C. As Dr. Cathcart III demonstrated, and as he was a pioneer in vitamin C therapy, using mega vitamin C, you know, as large as the body would tolerate, and was always harmless. In perhaps one out of 30,000 cases, there was some abnormality that Dr. Cathcart found. So this is the end of our study. Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2023. It's 2033. Is that what that is? Must be, right? Because we start at 53. 20. I can't see that. 2053 hours. Okay, yeah, that's right. Eastern Daylight Time, Ward Green with you again. I do love you. Have a wonderful day. If you're able to, find a way. And in my behalf, this is one of my favorite watches. Dusty, what a beautiful, legible watch. And this is my stopwatch of a wonderful, sort of amazing watch. I can't talk too much. Gully. Saying bye for now.